Daniel, your team, yourself must be desperately disappointed. Whatever to get the job done in this Division 2 football next season.
Yeah, hugely disappointed. Not in our plans at the start of the year, for sure. Obviously, you know, the big turnover of players comes into it, but I don't want to dwell on that. You know, we knew coming into this game it was nearly like a championship game, winner takes all, and you know, we probably put on our worst performance of the league campaign in this game, when possibly we needed to keep showing what we have been doing against the likes of Meath, Kerry, Dublin, and we just didn't do that. So that's bitterly disappointing.
I'll come back to you in that in a second, Daniel, and you know me, I'm never one to go on about officiating the referees, but I certainly felt in this particular game that a few decisions went against your team in the second half that didn't go against the opposition.
Yeah, look, some strange decisions, you know, out there in the field. I think a lot of tactical fouls by Waterford. I think Pat would be smirking and be nearly delighted to hear something like that from Waterford. But you know, a few decisions, I suppose, were head scratchers, if you like. But we said that on Friday night when we were training, that we didn't want the referee to be the difference in the game. And look, at the end of the day, we just didn't score enough. We didn't play to our level, and that's what we have to come away with.
Even taking that point into account, you've touched on it there as well. We did leave 4 or 5 big scoring chances behind us in that second half.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously the wind was strong in that second half as well. But you know, we had plenty of opportunities. We probably put a little bit too much height on the balls when we didn't need to, and as a result, the ball kind of moved away from the goals when it looked like it was dead on. So, you know, there's 3 or 4 chances there that if we took them, we would have stayed ahead. I think we were ahead for the majority of the game, and they just pinned us back and got a few nice scores from in around the 45-metre line, used the wind to their advantage, and fair play to them.
In the first half, after an early start there with a couple of chances before either team, you got a run going, built up an advantage. Emerini had a couple of points, Sean Hines had a couple of points. He had the breeze, even though it was very, very difficult, swirling one today, we have to admit. But so far, so good in the first half in particular.
Yeah, look, I suppose we came in at half time. We didn't feel, you know, the 2 points ahead was going to get us over the line for sure today. I think, you know, we left a little behind us in the first half, and I think defensively, a few silly frees that kept them in the game, and just a switch off point. You know, if we had 3 or 4, maybe even 5 points lead coming in at half time, I think it would have been a different picture for us. But you know, a couple of sloppy decisions from ourselves cost us really.
And when Waterford did break the line to give them their due, they got up the field, got a bit of space, and they kicked some nice scores which proved to be decisive.
Yeah, exactly. Look, first half, some of them, the frees, you know, out the outside of the boot from Kellyanne Hogan were excellent, and then that second half period they seemed to pull together just 3 or 4 absolute worldies, really great shots, even with that wind even carrying with them. There's, like you said, there's a bit of swirl, so you know, they took their chances, and you know, you just have to take your hat off to them.
Daniel, just a few questions before I let you go. Look, we'll take a couple of positives there. Charlotte Cooney back in the starting team as well, had a big impact in the game for as long as she could go. You had Andrea Trill on early enough there as well, so look, the squad is still coming together despite the disappointment of the defeat.
Yeah, exactly. Look, we've I suppose the hand that's been dealt with, we've had quite a few injuries at the start of the season, quite a few players stepping away, and having to bleed a lot of young Galway players into the team, not only from a substitute perspective but also from a starting perspective. And you know, it's not something you want to do with players having to, but you know, we had to do that. But you know, there's positives out of it. They're getting a lot of game time in, highly competitive game time, and you know, more positives there, like you said. Charlotte probably played a little bit longer than we should have, but I thought she was excellent from start to finish. You know, really showed her quality and experience. And you know, Andrea coming back in as well, and we had Louise Ward over here on the line, so she's hopefully a few weeks away as well. So you know, the players that have been injured, we need to get them back as soon as possible to give the Connacht Championship a serious tilt, and that's now where we turn our attention to.
And the final one for me, Daniel, we'll talk about Division 2 football again, because that's not going to affect anything that comes up during the summer. That's a next year conversation. But how disappointed are the girls realising that they've lost their Division 1 status after that defeat?
Yeah, look, nobody wants to I suppose be in that group of people, management or players, as being the ones that have you know, see you go down to a division. It's not nice. Galway haven't been there for, I think, 8-9 years, something like that. So, you know, it's difficult to take. I'm sure at the start of the year, I don't think anyone would have thought that Cork and Galway would be going down from Division 1. But it shows that we're similar to Cork, a group in transition in some ways, with a lot of new players coming in. And it has been difficult throughout the league campaign to get us up and running. But you know, while we are disappointed, and we spoke about that on the pitch here when we finished, you know, our attention now turns to the Connacht final. That's what we have to do. Forget about the league campaign. The league is finished. We feel that we have enough in our arsenal to win a Connacht title, and you know, the work starts next week at training.